The scripture to listen today comes from James, the first chapter, the 19th through the 27th verses. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. For your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with your meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the words, not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they're not like those who look at the mirror themselves. For they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, but not hearers, but who forgot, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for the orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep one's unsustained by the word. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. When I was in seminary in Atlanta, there was an opportunity that you could take advantage of where there are certain parts of the Chattahoochee River in which you can get on an inner tube and you can just float down for miles and enjoy the scenery, enjoy your friends that you're with. Now, when you do that, it's thought that you would bring your own inner tube, okay? And there was maybe once or twice that I forgot something. I would forget to go to one of my lovely church members at the time that had a nice air compressor to blow up the inner tube in which I was planning on using as I was going down the river. Now, the problem with that is some of my friends would try to remind me because they have maybe been in that situation and realized that it's not really fun nor easy to blow up a whole inner tube when you're ready to get in the river. And so even though I heard what they were saying, I just went and did my own thing and I forgot. And I had to sit there. Good thing I'm full of hot air, so it doesn't matter. I was able to blow it up faster, but if I had just listened to the advice that had been given to me, it would have been done. I wouldn't have had to exert so much energy in backtracking. We are in the third week of our sermon series, Lazy River, Breaking from Lazy Faith. And today we are reading in James, the beginning, the end of the first chapter. And as we're reading about James, it really kind of sums up a lot of what he is going to share throughout the rest of his book, his letter. And he starts today's scripture by something that I think is very important for us. He's sharing that we need to be doing. We need to be listening first. Speaking, talking second. Slow to anger. Now, just those sayings or those claims right there, that's hard for each and every one of us. Because we can listen. I know for myself, I will listen at times when my parents or my friends are telling me something. And for whatever reason, rather than listening to the whole thought, I like to go ahead and interject with my thoughts or where I think they're going with what they're telling me. And sometimes that gets me in trouble. So if I would listen to everything that they are saying, I wouldn't even have to respond. If I would be slow to anger, instead of having that temper that I was known for on the baseball and the soccer fields, and just calm down, I probably would not have as much gray hair as I do today. I would be able to be more effective in what I was doing in that moment. But then as James goes on through this scripture, he asks us a tough question. And as we reflect on it in our individual lives, I know for myself, it's a tough question. Are you a doer or are you just a hearer? Now, initially, in hearing that statement that James is sharing with us, I think, well, I preach on Sundays, I teach Bible studies, I'm obviously in that doer category. But if I sit and I look in the mirror and I really think about what James is asking, am I really acting out my faith like I should? Am I just sitting back in this church building waiting for others to come to me so that I can share what I think we should be doing? Or am I actually taking the words that are shared, whether it be by Pastor Terry, Pastor Arthur, myself, or even just what God is telling me in my heart? Am I taking that and actually going out and living out the life of faith that I claim to have? Because it's so easy for us as individuals to come to church and then to leave and to forget. To forget what we believe in, what we claim, as in God is love. Because it's not always easy to be slow to anger. It's not always easy to just sit back and listen. And in those moments, we do not act as the love that we know. We forget what we claim. We come on Sundays and we learn and we feel great. But then we leave and we forget. Am I doing church and going to church just to check it off the list? Or am I really doing church in every part of my life? Because as the you've heard the song that I always get wrong because I can't ever remember it. But you know, here are the people, here's the church. When you open up inside, or I think I already messed it up again. The church is not this building. The church is not the building across the street. And so when we say we're doing church, or we're going to church, what we really should be doing is we should be living out our faith in every moment of our life. But that's difficult. That's so difficult. Because we look in a mirror every day for most of us. When we're getting ready and we want to make sure that our hair is in the right spot, we want to give this perception as we leave the house that we have everything together. But the great part about mirrors is that when we really look and examine that mirror, we can see, for us, every blemish that maybe nobody else notices. Sometimes we think that maybe we need to exercise more or eat healthier. That mirror really does make us look and self-examine our physical aspect. But what if we looked in that mirror and we thought about the person who was standing in front of us and asked, is that person living out their faith? Is that person who is standing in this mirror right in front of me, are they truly doers of God's word? Do I see God in their actions? Do I know that God is love because of them? I'm a big fan of James. I always have been. I'm very much a practical person. When I was in seminary, one of the things that I despised about the classes is there was not as much practical application. It was a lot of theory and theology, systematics, which is great. And I am so grateful for all of those classes that I took, but I'm a very practical person. And so James and I have always connected whenever I've gone and read his words. And through James, I have formed my own theological claim that I have lived by. My own idea that I believe is what James is sharing and what I try to live by. So the biggest theological claim that John Reed Turner has ever had to his life, because I don't make very many theological claims, is that I have always believed that we need to be doers of our faith in order for us to grow even further in our faith. Because if we sit back, we can grow in our faith by just being hearers of the word. But when we're living out our faith, I believe that that is some of the most transformative work that we do in our lives. I believe that is one of the ways that we grow even closer to Christ, is when we're living out our faith. Because when we experience those that maybe have not known of that presence of Christ, have not known of that love of Christ, and through our actions, we're able to help them discover that love, that presence, that transformative action. It influences us and helps us see more, helps us know God more. We are able to feel God in that moment. We are able to understand why that love of Christ is so important. When we're living out our faith, when we're truly doing what God has called, and not just sitting back and hearing everything that God is speaking, not just hearing everything that the pastors are preaching, not just sitting back and trying to listen in small group, but when we're actually taking what we learn and we go out into the world, we grow even more. We become hands-on. Because there's a lot of things in seminary that they did not teach me, that I did not learn until I actually became a pastor. There's a lot of things in school that we don't understand until we actually go and experience it in that moment. Our parents tell us rules and ideas that we think to ourselves, why would they tell me that? What does that have to do with life? When am I ever going to experience that? Or why is it going to matter? But then when we do experience and we see exactly why our parents, our friends, our family, they tell us, and we see and we experience it, we learn, we grow. And so if we're taking everything that we're hearing what God is putting on our hearts, but we're not just listening to it, that we're actually living it out, we understand even more why it's so important. Because what Jesus did is Jesus went and lived out what he was teaching. Jesus went and lived out God's love. Jesus didn't just sit back and listen to what God said and said, okay, I got you, you know, I hear you. No, Jesus went out and lived it. Jesus went out and made sure that everybody else saw what he was teaching through his actions, giving people concrete evidence of that love of God, being an active participant in the faith and what he was teaching. So rather than just being hearers, those that sit back, who either hear it or who let it go in one ear and come out the other, we have to make sure that we are actually being doers. Because when we are doers of what we are learning, what God is putting on our heart, we experience God even more. We grow closer to God. We understand God just a little bit better. And so I encourage us, as we leave today, as we leave any other Sunday, Wednesday, as we are living out our lives, that we go and we be doers. We be doers of what God has put before us. That we hear it, but we also live it. We live what God is putting before us, so that we can continue to grow closer to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you for your presence. Lord, we thank you for everything you say, everything that you put on our hearts, all the different ways that you try to reach us. Lord, help us hear all of that. But not only help us hear it, help us live that love out that you show us. Help us grow closer to you. Help us deepen our faith in you through us living out what you are teaching us, the way you love us. Lord, we're always gonna have more to learn. And there are gonna be times where we don't always live out our faith. That we do just act as hearers. So help us, Lord. Help us push ourselves outside of our comfort zone. Help us be the church each and every day. Help us live out our faith in ways that transform others. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.